Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The acting head of ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, came to Troy yesterday, said that New York's green light law makes the country less safe, and that because of the law we are forgetting the lessons of the 9/11 attacks. You dismissed the press conference as political jihad. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, this is Trump immigration politics that made him president, that he hopes will make him president again. Fear and division. People who are different are bad. Different skin, different religion, different beliefs. They're bad. This is the fact. Let's just the facts, because I've been reading all these stories. None of them have gotten it right. We started undocumented driver's licenses. So we now have a database at the Department of Motor Vehicles that has driver's licenses who have social security numbers and therefore are citizens, and driver's licenses without social security numbers, which would suggest they are undocumented. ICE wants this database like they want oxygen. Why? Because if you get that database, Alan, you can just pull up all the drivers without a social security number, and it's shooting fish in the barrel. You have the picture, you have the address, and you know they're undocumented. This is ICE and Custom Border Patrol. They have a mandate from Trump, arrest all undocumented. Under Obama, it was undocumented who are guilty of a crime. Trump changed it. Get every undocumented out of the country. So they want all undocumented. It's now sitting in this DMV database. The state law says we can't give them the DMV database. That's the state law. I said I will give to the FBI any criminal information. I'll give them the global entry information. I'll give them driver's license information. And I would give them anything but the social security numbers. The social security numbers are the indicator of documented or undocumented. And I will never give them the social security numbers in the DMV database. Over my dead body will I do that. Because that's why ICE wants it. Precisely why I don't want to give it to them is precisely why they want it. I'll give them anything else. They can have the DMV database, just not with the social security numbers.
You think the people are with you on this? I mean, is your position tenable in terms of people thinking, well, you know, maybe people who are undocumented shouldn't be here and we shouldn't be doing this extra stuff for them?
I think a percentage of the population, because Trump is president, says, get those undocumented people out of the country. I don't want the undocumented people. I don't want them going to my hospitals. I don't want them going to my schools. I don't want them here. Arrest them all. Get them out. Now, moderate Republicans never said that, by the way. Senator McCain, God bless his soul. They all had proposals where for those undocumented who were here, there was a path to citizenship. And that's what Obama was working with the moderate Republicans on. Okay, so the ones who are here, who have families, who have children, who are doing nothing wrong, rather than try to run around the country and evict, who is ever number, 8 million people, let's give them a path to citizenship. Trump has taken the extraordinarily eccentric point of view. No, no path to citizenship. I want them evicted. And they can be totally law-abiding people, Alan. They could be here for 15 years. They can have kids here. They can be contributing to the economy. They can be good members of the community. He wants them out. Yes, there are a certain percentage of people who agree with Trump. I think moderate Republicans, I think Democrats tend to say, if they're here and they're not doing anything wrong and they're not criminals, why don't we find a path to citizenship? And I think they agree with me. I think for sure the majority of New Yorkers would agree with me. Again, they're not criminals. They didn't do anything wrong. They're living their lives. And you want to come back and take a father and a mother, pull them out of the family, and leave the kids. And then, by the way, who takes care of the kids?
Yeah.
So that's Trump's theory. I will not give them the DMV database with the Social Security numbers.
Are they going to start playing really, really rough with you? I mean, rough enough by not letting people go across the border is the easy way. Will there be other things that they'll do?
I am sure they will continue to try to extort us because this is extortion. This is, you won't give us the DMV database? Okay, I'm going to cancel the Trusted Traveler program, which has nothing to do with the price of tea in China.
No.
I said, I'll give you whatever you want on Trusted Travelers. Okay, we're canceling New York's ability to export cars from New York, automobiles. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Well, we're creating pressure on you to extort you. Could they take another step? Well, we won't accept your driver's licenses at airports. I don't know what they would do, but I believe these are people who would do anything. I think they took the failure of impeachment as a liberation for extortion. Everybody knew what they did at Ukraine. You want the $300 million? Investigate Joe Biden. They got away with that. Okay, now I'm going to pardon Vindman and I'm going to pardon Sohnman and any of the defectors. Okay, now I'm going to pardon a whole slew of people for Mike Milken and Di Bartolo. I'm going to all these white collar guys, which I believe is a setup for the next set of pardons. Roger Stone, Paul Manafort. And I believe this was just window dressing for the next. So they have been emboldened.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.